Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on Spotify, iHeart, and on Apple Podcasts. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and share.
As always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, thank you for this day, Father God. Thank you for another day of grace, another day of mercy, another day of love, Father God, another day of joy and peace and happiness, Father God. Lord God, I just pray and ask you, Father God, that you will guide our every step on today. I pray, Father God, that you will lead us in the direction that we need to go. Father God, I pray that you will protect us, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, wherever our feet may trod, Father God, that the blood of Jesus will surround us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will be a shield for us, Father God, that you will shield us, Father God, from every weapon the enemy try to form against us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will help to be our shelter in the time of storm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to find refuge in you, Father God. Help us to know that we can always turn to you and run to you regardless of how difficult life may be, regardless of how strong the storms may be. Father God, allow us to have the faith to know that you can turn our hurricane four into a rainbow in the sky, Father God, in an instant, Father God. It does not take long for you to move, Father God. You can just speak and it will be done. You can just speak the word, Father God, and our situations will be turned around, Father God. But we go through for a reason. We go through so we have to trust the process. We go through so we can learn to depend on Jesus Christ, Father God. We go through so we can mature in the faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It's not easy going through, Father God. It sucks going through, quite frankly, Father God. I don't like going through, Father God, but I know I have to go through because I know I can't stay complacent. I know I can't stay stuck. So we have to push through the pain. We have to push through the hurt. We have to push through the difficulties, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just pray and ask you, Father God, that you will put a push down on the inside of each and every person. Put a press down on the inside of each and every person, Father God. Help us to be able to push a little further, Lord God. Allow us to push a little harder, Father God. Sometimes we can't push as much as we can other times, Father God. But the other times where we can't push a little more, Father God, where we can't press a little more, Father God, allow us to do that, Father God. And no matter what we're going through, help us to always press into you. Help us to always press into the Spirit of God. Help us to always press into the Holy Spirit, Father God. Help us to always push into your presence, Father God. We come into your presence by worship, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Put worship down on the inside of us, oh God. We are spiritual beings, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we were created to worship you, Lord God. So help us to worship you in the good times. Help us to worship you in the bad times, oh God. Help us to worship you in the so-so times, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to worship you when everything is going right. Help us to worship you when everything is going wrong. Help us to worship you, Father God, when we don't know our head from our feet, oh God. Help us to worship you when our backs are against the wall, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to worship you when we're getting a disconnection notice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to worship you when our freezer is echoing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help us to worship you, Father God, when our refrigerator, Father God, is howling, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to worship you when our cupboards are bare, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. It's not easy to worship when you're in need, but it's necessary to worship you at all times because you told us, Father God, to always worship you, to always give you thanks, oh God, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation. It doesn't matter what we're going through. We're still supposed to give you praise. We're still supposed to give you thanks. We're still supposed to give you glory and to give you honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because you are worthy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You are worthy, Father God. And the truth is, God, you don't put us in the situations that we are in. Sometimes it's our own bad behavior that put us in certain situations, Father God. Other times it's the enemy coming
after us. He's just so relentless, oh God. The same way he is relentless coming after us, help us to be relentless coming after you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us not to be afraid of the devil. Help us not to be afraid of the enemy, oh God. Help us not to be afraid of his weapons, Father God, his tactics and his schemes, oh God, because we know greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world, and the greater one is Jesus Christ. That's who's in us. The Holy Spirit, that's who it is, who's in us. We have the triune God here on the inside of us. We have the Trinity, the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. And the Holy Ghost and God the Father and Jesus Christ is much greater than anything the enemy could try to do to us, Father God. And one thing we must remember as Christians, Father God, the enemy has no dominion over us. He has no power over us, and he can't do anything to us without your permission, Father God. So if you permit him to cause havoc in our lives, it's for a reason. It's for a purpose. It's just you trying to get the oil out of us, oh God. It's you trying to get us and refine us, Father God. But sometimes we feel like we're in a panini press, Father God. Sometimes it's like, God, how much more oil you think you could get out of me, oh God? But Lord God, even that, help us to trust you and to worship you. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you, Father God, because you are good. I honor you because you are great. I honor you because you are sovereign. And most of all, I honor you because you are God, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God. You are my Abba Father, and I thank you and I praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen and amen. And Father God, whoever's going to watch this video or listen to this video, Father God, they don't know you in the pardon of their sin. If they don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, if they don't have a true connection or a true personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I pray that they will feel the urgency. Allow their eyes to open up. Allow their ears to open up. Allow them to see the signs of the times that Jesus is coming back. Lord God, but before he come back, they may be called home, Father God, and they don't know which home they're going to be called to, Father God. So it's best for them to repent and accept Jesus Christ so they can know for a fact that their home would be with you, Lord God, because they don't want to go to the other place, oh God. Who wants to go to hell? Nobody wants to go to hell. Nobody wants to be with the devil like that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He's already annoying as it is. He already is just like a mosquito, Father God, that you just keep trying to swat and swat and swat, and it just seems like you can never hit him. But Lord God, I just pray and ask you that people will open up their eyes. Let them open up their eyes. Allow them to open up their ears. And most importantly, allow them to open up their hearts to receive you as Lord and Savior, God. Lord God, make your abode in the hearts of your people. We were all created in your likeness, Lord God. So that means good is on the inside of each and every one of us. Regardless of the deeds we commit, Father God, there's still some good inside each and every last one of us because we were created in your image. So, Father God, I pray that you will go to that good part of each and every person, Father God, and allow them to feel you drawing them, oh God, and allow them to answer the call, Father God. Allow them to answer the call that you are calling them, Father God, to a higher place, that you are calling them to a different place, that you are calling them to transformation, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you.